ושונא השם אלוקיך בידיך ושביס השיבו. אצל הרחיים הקודש ובנידם, זה מבואר בספרים, דדיס מלחמה זה רמז כמלחמת היצר וחיולות. דיס מלחמה זה רמז כמלחמת היצר וחיולות. הרחיים זה מסביר רבי חלק of the פוסק here, how it goes, מלחמת היצר וחיולות. So we'll start. כיסאית למלחמה על אויביך, ונשא נא השם אלוקיך בידיך ושביס השביו. וראיסו בשביו איש שפסטויה וחשקת בו ולקחת לכל לאיש. בחפץ חיים רוצה על אמור כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך ונשא נא השם אלוקיך בידיך ושביס השביו בגלל המלחמת היצר וחיולות. אבל זה כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך, נא זה דיפן פוסוק כי סובו עם מלחמה בארצכם ותקעתם בחצי צרס. Sometimes the war comes to you, sometimes you go to the war. זוק תר, when you go out to the war, then you will win the Yetzer Hara. Ki seitzel ha-milchoma al-eivecho, then unesan ha-yashem al-ekecho b'yodecho. But if you wait in your house, when it gets shver, you'll try to find the Yetzer. If you make a plan, what I will do Shabbos, what I will do Motzei Shabbos, how I'll get... Motzei Shabbos, I'll find something to learn. You'll never learn. Before the milchoma comes, what I will do? I will learn here, I will do this kviyas, I will do this kviyas. כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך, דנו נשא נא השם אלוקיך בידיך. ומוטרי גיפטר אז מדייק, גוואלדי כדיר כאילו דפוסוק. כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך, ונשא נא השם אלוקיך. פרנק מוטרי גיפטר, דפוסוק סטארט בלושן רבי. כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך. ונת פינישס בלושן יוחיד, ונשא נא השם אלוקיך בידיך. It starts with Loshon Rabim, Ki seitzel ha-milchoma al oivecho, a lot of enemies. Uneso noi, you will win only one person. Doesn't make sense? Doesn't make sense? Others say, Ki seitzel ha-milchoma al oyev, atzor oyscho, uneso noi Hashem elokecho, or, Ki seitzel ha-milchoma al oivecho, uneso nom Hashem elokecho beyodecho. Loshon Rabim. אבל what is this? כי סייצה למלחמה על אויביך לא של רבים ונשונו היא לא של יוח. זאת אומרת לך גיפטר, a beautiful word, beautiful word. זאת אומרת הזה וגורי המלחמת היצר וחיולות. The יצר הורי has a lot of enemies. Some come over to you, you're not feeling good today, you have a stomach pain. Some come over to you, I'm not hopping the sugya, it's not for me. Some come over to you, some of the chayolim, no parnose, no money. Some fight with roommates, fight with parents, with kids. All different. But the Yitzhak wants one thing. Letordeini min ha'olam. Letordeini min ha'olam. This is what he wants. To kill me, that I will not be a Talmid Chochem. He comes with all different visions. Stomach pain, headache, family issues, chavrusa issues, roommate issues, seat issues, all different issues. But he wants one thing. Letordeini min ha'olam. So kiseitze la'milchomo al oivecho, all different visions of oivi. All different visions of oivi. Unesan noi Hashem elokecho. But when you win, you only win one guy. Every time when you win, it's the same hat. Mr. Yetzer Hara. You decide to learn even that it's shvel, you win. Ah, it was the Yetzer Hara. You're not feeling good, you're trying to learn. Yeah, it was the Yetzer Hara. It's no money, I'm trying to learn. Yeah, it was the Yetzer Hara. Every time when you win, there's only one. So kisei tzela milchoma al oivecho is a lot. But when you win, it's only one. So your mother gift, if a person will know that, every time when he has an isoyan, It means the Yetzer Hara, even that it's dressed with all different levushim. Then you'll be Zeicha Takeh on the Son of Hashem Alekecho. You mentioned one, I just want to say it over again here, because it's connected. Moshe says in the Dorim Daftes Amud Beis, the Shimon HaTzadik never ate from a korban of a Nazir Tomeh. Why? Because he said the Nazir is Mekabel Nazirus, then it becomes Tomeh, so he has to start the count again. And he had cost him money, more korbanos than what he was intending to bring. So he has charote. So the neder is keilu nisbatel becharote. Even as no yet the chacham, the dorm bekeshmuz. So b'meile it looks like that he was never a nazir. So the korban is a korban chulin la'azor. So Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to eat from a korban of a nazir tomer. Chutz mi nazir echot shepamach hasbo elai nazir badorom. So roisov zduro is leital talim. Beautiful, nice looking. אמרתי לו, בני, מפני מה רואיסו לאשרי סאור חוזה היופה? Why you decide to become a nozir and you have to shave? It's for your beautiful ear? אמר, רואי אויסי לאבא, I was a shepherd. And once I went to the midbar with a sheep, and I came to the be'er, to the well of the water, ונסתכלתי בבבור שלי, I looked at the water, and I saw my fraction, I saw my face. פה חזו ליצרי וביקש לתורדני מן העולם. Yitzhak wanted to take me away from this world. Amarti lo yirosho, lo matu misgoe ba'olam she'ina shelcho, bedavar shu'osid li yisrim avetileo, ra'avoido she'agalicha chol ha'shamayim. Miyad noshakti lo al roishi, amarti lo bni, kamo yischo yir bunei zri leziris b'yisrael, alecha ha'kosovoi merishki ronen ha'nozir la'azir la'ashem. Nozir Shabadorom never looked in the mirror, never saw how he looks, he never knew that he's nice looking. One time he sees that he's nice looking, Poch Hazal Yitzri and Bikesh Tordain in Oilom, has that glitch? Kenzak? So he developed Chas Mashal. The Yitzhak never came over to tell him to do Aveiris Gilei Arayas. The Yitzhak told him, you look nice, so? Nice. Make your hair a little bit nice. Get a better shirt, put an animal on your shirt. I'm a nishmer from them. So I told him, you know, you look good, you look good. But he know why he's telling me that. Why he's drinking my cup, the Yetzer Hara? What he wants? Letordeini min ha'olam. He wants to kill me. Today he tells me I look nice. Today he's telling me that. I know what he wants. I will fight him. Kisei tzela milchomo alo yivecho. It's different levels, but it's the same thing. It's the same Torah. The same Yitzhak that tells you to go after Derech is the one that tells you Friday to afternoon not to learn. Same Yitzhak. The same Yitzhak that tells you to Mechal Shabbos tells you Motzi Shabbos not to learn. Same Yitzhak. This Friday he comes with a bull. Motzi Shabbos he comes with a malke, with a guitar. And when you're older he comes with... He's the same one. Just, he has different ways how to do it. Also in the wars like that. First the spies come, then some people like throw some missiles, some plane, and then they come to take the country. But it's one war. It's the same thing. It's the same soldiers. So now the mice of the Chofetz Chaim is very poor. No food in the house. His wife would serve him every morning a breakfast. Cup of tea and the old bread. She would buy from the baker, the bread of yesterday was cheaper. It was even cheaper, the broken bread from yesterday. Not every loaf came out whole. It was about a quarter of the price. It was hard, and he would dip it in a cup of tea, and this was his breakfast. One day it was so poor with the Chofetz Chaim, they didn't have even food for the money, for the bread. His daughter, the Chofetz Chaim, 9 years old, she was writing, I saw her letter. She was sitting in the room, and the mother came to serve breakfast, but she couldn't afford to buy the bread for that day. So she was serving the cup of tea without the bread. And her eyes were tearing. She was crying. This is what she's serving her husband, Chofetz Chaim. The whole day we'll have to, on a cup of tea. She's tearing, she's crying. It's so tense. The daughter said you could feel the tense in the room. Chofetz Chaim is learning. His wife is walking in with a cup of tea, never. And it gets quiet, and the Chofetz Chaim gives a bang to the table. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, the Yitzhak. Du willst, you want. As Yisrael Meir will nish lernen teire. And the Chofetz Chaim will not learn. Yisrael Meir will yo lernen teire. Gets quiet and again is a bang. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want, the Yitzhak. Dubils, you want, as Yisrael Meir, Tzchaim, when nish wachsen zu sein Adam Gadol, that I will not become Adam Gadol, I will become Adam. He saw, what is no bread today? It's Yetzer Hore. Person comes home, he has problems. It's the Yetzer Hore. Oivecho. But if you feel that he wants to kill you, you will win. Someone will come over to you with a gun now, don't learn. You will hide and you will learn. Close the yeshiva, so now I'm killing you. We'll be hiding, minus two, and we'll be learning. No shaila about it. So what the Yetzer Hore comes, that he knows. So he sends you a mishpacha. Friday. Sends you a mudia. That already you don't know how to say no to. The guns you know how to say. He sends you friends with balls. That already you don't know how to say no. I need to work out, to work in, praise Mishkeh. That he knows you don't. It's a Ivecho, it's the Zalbezach. It's the Zalbezach. Kisei tzela milchomo alo Ivecho. If you will realize, look at the Moltke Gifta, it's all different wars. It's all different Oivim. It's all different Oivim. This is, I heard yesterday night, 2 o'clock in the night, he told me a story. Zundo told him, it was a brother, family, that he got married, his family got married, and he went to America in the old days. And he had to work by his brother's company, factory, textile company, like material. But he made up with his brother before he came to America that he doesn't have to work Shabbos. His brother said, you could come, you don't have to work Shabbos, I'll give you your panos. I want you to be with me, your present. And I need family, come, you don't have to work. Came, 6 days he worked, Shabbos he didn't work. For a whole month. After a month, his brother told him, listen, I have a problem. I know you don't have to work. It's such a balagan. All the workers are Jewish and they're working. And they said, if you don't have to work, why they have to work? So I know you don't have to work. Wear your Shabbos clothes, everything, but come to the office, sit in my office, zmiras, michonk, without. They will see you around. They will not have titles. Said, like this, he was there for 2 months. After 2 months, one time, one of the machines broke. And they needed some people to hold the roll of the material that they could go under it to take the piece out of the machine. So they told him, listen, if you could stand here, we will put it on your shoulder. You don't have to touch. Still to me, that side is no issue. So you just stand here and it will be on your shoulder. So he did it. Slowly, slowly, he just had the help to put in one thread into a needle. And he became a Chal Shabbos. This is the Ivecho. The Yitzhak has all different Ivecho. If a person knows how to fight the Ivecho, if a person knows how to fight, then he wins. He says to the Milchoma al Ivecho, and the son of Hashem Elekecho Biyodecho, Veshaviso Shivyo. Veroiso Bashivyo. Eishes Yifas Toya. Stam, I would tell you about, I think the Chofetz Chaim said it. What is Veshoviso Shivya? You're captured. Veshoviso Shivya. Chofetz Chaim says, if a person does tshuva, Averes Nefoches Lo Lizchuyos. So if you win the Yitzhar Hore, it's not only that you win him, if you do tshuva, so even what he had from you, goes back by you to become a Zchus. A person makes tshuva me'avo, Averes Nefoches Lo Lizchuyos. So if you go to the Milchom and you will win the Yetzer Hore and you'll do tshuva and all of your Averes, so even what in the old days he managed to take away from you, everything will go back to you. V'ro'ishto bashiv yo'eishas yifastoya v'choshakto bo v'lokachto l'chol eisha. One of the hard parshas in the Torah. The Torah is matir to marry her. You go to the war. The Torah is matir to marry her. So the Meshech Chochma says, so what is the shaykhis to the first pasuk? He says to the Milchom Alevecha, Unesana Hashem Elekecha Biyodecha Veshavisa Shivya, Veroisa Bashivya. What would it be if you don't win? But you found a nice Yifastoya and you chapped her. When a lot of time when you lose the war, but every side has Shvuim captures. Every side has. One side wins, one side loses, but you have some people by you. Why the Pasuk in Zechariah Shechachma says, if you will win the war and you have some captures, you're allowed to marry her? Zechariah Shechachma, because if you didn't win the war, and Bemele, you will have to give back some of the captures to get back your captures that they took from you. So don't start to marry her. Then they will start to marry the B'nai Yisrael that they have by them. Only if you don't need her for switching, then you can do it. But if you need her for switching, you can't do it. So that's it. The Meshachot. So everyone wants to give out the kivot. Deep rot toiro keneged yitzer hore. The Torah is matter to do ala aveiros. Shvere parshe. But if you need her to save your friend, the Torah is not matter no aveiros. Hashem says, it's too hard for you, I'll be there for you. We don't understand what it means, but the Torah was matter. You have to hold yourself, even if you can't. A bidah we could give back to the one that is imprisoned. Prison has to know alamo. Hashem Shomayim sometimes is a Torah. There's a Torah sometimes to be over aveiros to Hashem Shomayim. Aber nicht auf der Cheshbon von Yenna. Not in the cheshbon of the other person. Very much to be makbid. Never to step on the cheshbon of the other person. Never to step on the cheshbon of the other person. Chatzkel Avramsky had a chumash shir in Beit Vegan. And the Balabatim every time they would start the chumash shir, Parshas Kiseitza, no. The famous Shem Shmuel starts the parsha and he says, and we mentioned already last week, who goes after the Milchemes Mitzvah? Ish ayore v'rach aleivo v'aveir shebiyodo goes back. Only Chofetz Chaim went to the war. Only Chofetz Chaim went to the war. And to that Chofetz Chaim, dibu ha-teiro keneged yitzarore, that if he sees a yefas toyar, he's allowed to take her. And his poshta people didn't go out to the war. Only G'dayla Yisrael. So that's Yisrael, they say, you see what the army does, even for Chashavei people. No one can say you can go to the army. The biggest person goes to the army falls off. And in the army you don't go. Because even if you're the biggest tzaddik, look what happens if you go to the army. The Torah has to be matir. The Torah has to be matir. So you want people to go to the army with all the shkotzim and the velas that are there? Mishum pani v'arifen. We're not allowed to go. Look what happens to the best people that go. The Torah has to be matir. Yeah, but it's Yisrael, we can go. And Shem Shmuel explains it al Darkoi. But the Kasha said, but the Torah was matir. Why the Torah didn't say you have to be Oymed Ben Yisrael? Why the Torah didn't say you have to be Oymed Ben Yisrael? The Torah is mechayev us. So every time Chazkan Avransky, when he will start the Chumashir, he knew all the Balabatim will tease him. No. So he will start the Chumashir in Beit Vegan. Dain Avransky, Balach Hazan Yecheskel. He will say from our power shall we lose your side, that it's never too hard to fight on his side. Because if it's too hard, Hashem will say you don't have to. And if you didn't say it in all the Torah Kula, Vaistos, you could learn the whole Friday, you could learn the whole Shabbos, you could don't say it's too hard. When it's too hard, it's a pasuk in the Torah, you don't have to. And Kozman is no pasuk, says, Vagisa Bayema Velaylo, and it said that you have to sit and learn, Vaistos, you could, don't worry. You could be Mechavel and Tefillah, you could manage. Because there's one place that the Torah felt that you can't manage, the Torah said you don't have to. Vaistos. Eveso toch beso ve gilcho es roshto ve osto tziponeo u bochto es ovio ve es imo yerach yomim ve achar tovo yoleo bealto ve oiso lecho lo ish ve lo ichofatzto bo ve shilachto lenafsho ve mocholet im kerenu bekesef ve tisamo bo tachas asher hinisa. So the Zohar HaKodesh brings down ve bochto es ovio ve es imo yerach yomim Hado yarche de'elu. Hado yarche de'elu. This is Chodesh Elu. As I stated in the Zohar. The Rachaim HaKodesh brings it down. It doesn't have to be a book in Zohar. It's enough that the Rachaim HaKodesh brings down the Zohar. Hado yarche de'elu. I thought maybe a little bit to be masbirit. Stam, Chumashir Amol, you also have to learn Chutz the Musa, to learn the Pshat and Pasuk. I think it's important that people will know why Lemaisa she has to cry for a month. You take Ifas Toya, Dibra Teira Kenegedi Tzahore, And the Torah says she has to cry for a month. Why she has to cry for a month? So Rashi says, Kol kach lama, שתהיה בס ישראל סמיכו וזו הצעיבו. בס ישראל מסקשסס וזו מסנבלס. So Rashi is the pshat, Vaisto is the Teire, wants you to switch your mind and to turn off from the Nifastoya. The Teire is matirit, but the Teire wants to break. So in the war she looked very pretty. So he had a cheshek. So let her for a month not to look good, and the Bnei Yisrael, the vow, look good. Maybe you'll switch your mind and you'll go back to the Bas Yisrael. The Eben Ezra learns it's mitzat that her father and her mother died in the war. She has to give them a respect to cry for a month at them. Don't be busy with her marrying her. Let her for a month to give respect to her parents. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says, not respect, says it's hard for her. She lost her father, she lost her mother, she's coming to a new nation. Inside she has pain. So the Rambam in Nevuchim, when a person cries, the pain goes out. Give her a month to cry it out. And then start a new life with her. Don't be a rasha, take it right away and leave the pain inside. But the Ramban al Ha-Teira says, it's not for her pain, not for the respect, not to make her to look less from a Bas Yisrael. You're going to marry her. She's going to be your wife. You're going to build a Yiddish house with her. She has shame of the Zore Shogur al Pio. She was used to Favid Zore. You need to clean it out. I read the Loshon Ramban. ועלדייתי אין הפנאי לחמל עליה, רק שיעקר שם אבי דזורם מפיו במלבובו, לך בו יסגחלס הניתנות והפירות באווירו ואימו ואמו. כי אף על פי שאיתירו הטרף אסטויה לו איש ישראלי, אינו ראויו שיסקשו בו ילסחה ברימו באישוס. One be as one thing. Aber Ishus married? Rak leachar shiyak men shem avid zor mi pio. Vetifke al shetich beagacheles. Rak oz yochoy ledobek bo ve'achar kach tov ve'leo ba'al tov ve'isel chol ish. Zog de welt, hear the Zohar meant. The cry is, in b'shaz de milchom yidu abiyah. Aber ve'isel chol ish, you can't stop take a goita to marry her. She has to clean out. Zog the Vel, this is the pshat by us. This is the pshat by us. What is the pshat? The pshat is Elul. What is Rosh Hashanah? We have stiras. It's an echo that's Yoim Adim. Ki lo hitztag lefonecho mi yichye mi yomus. מצד אחד, וביום הזה תינוסה מלכוסךו. We blow shofar, we mamlich Hashem. It's the party, it's the birthday of the king. Kivyocho. Shoshana, we wear nice clothes. It's nice, it's a yontif. מצד אחד, זה יום הדין. What is the pshat? It's haynuach. חשבי רשתי. שיש החדושים בשמן המויר ושיש החדושים בתמרוקי הנושים ובזה הסתובר איש על המלך. You don't stand come to a king. To come to be nitpak with the ribayna של העולם, you need to clean yourself. And when you close to Hashem, ממילא, he gives you everything. So זוג לזהר הקודש, the ירחד האלול, is a tafkid in אלול to clean yourself, to make yourself ready, לבוא יל המלך. So this is the cry, על דרך הרמב"ן, שיכבד נידנות וחיבור השם אבי לזור מפיו. הפוסק אז ממשיך, כי סיינו לאיש שתי נושים האחס אהובו והאחס סנוע, ויורדו ריבונים אהובו והסנוע. So a person has two wives, one he likes and one he hates, and they gave birth אהובו והסנוע. So who gave birth first? ויודו לבונים אהובה והסנוע, והויו הבן הבכור לסנוע. לא יוכל לבקר אז בין האהובה. So the Goen, the Nitzit brings down that they said בשם the Goen of Ot. כי היא לאיש אהובה והשנוע ויודו לבונים מהאהובה והשנוע והוא הבן הבכור לשנוע. How it could be? It says ויודו לבונים מהאהובה והשנוע והוא הבן הבכור לשנוע. So the Goyim, the Netziv brings down in Emek Dovo that he heard b'shem the Goyim that who is Ahuva, who is Snur? Snur is the one that he divorced. V'sneo, so you give her a get. Ahuva is the one that he remarried. The Ahuva gave birth for 7 months. The Snur gave birth for 9 months before he divorced her. So who was born first? The Ben Ahuva. After 7 months that he remarried. The Snua gave birth after 9 months. She became pregnant before she got divorced. Zog de Goen, the real Pchor goes the Fishas Ibu, not the Fishas Leida. So the real Pchor is Ben Asnua. He thinks that the Pchor is Ben Ahuva. Lo Yucha Levakir is Ben Ahuva al Pebne Asnua. So kiyele ish ahuva ve'acha snua. Ahuva he has now, snua that he divorced. V'yodu l'bonim ahuva ve'asnua. So for sure the ahuva gave birth first, but the snua became muberes before. V'hoyu ha'ben ha'pchor l'asnua. The Netziv brings down, it's a famous word b'shem de Goyen, zog the Netziv, v'sheker onu b'shmoy. Because the halacha is that pchoyro goes l'fi shasa leide and not l'fi shasa heroyo. Aber es ist bewusst, als er die Goyen gesagt. Der Posseg ist Mamschich. Ki ihr Leish ben Zerer und Meurer, einer Shomea bekoil Ovi und bekoil Imoi. Ve Yisro Eisei ve lo Yishma Alei. So the Gemara says that if a person marries a Yifai Stoya, Soifoi Lisnoiso, Soifoi that he has a ben Zerer und Meurer. Soifa that he has a ben Seirer Umoya. It's the Gemara Darsh and Smuchim. Say a vote. Rashi says, Le Dibro Teiro Elo Kenegri Yitzahore. Why the Teiro was master Yifastoya? So they say the vote. Chazal say that a wife is for two things. Omar Rove, it's enough that they save us from the Averis and they bring up our kids. But Yifastoya, her kids will become ben Seirer Umoya. So what is left? Only that she saved us min achet. This wife you only marry for the chet. But to bring up your family, anyway you'll have a ben tzair u'moyer from this wife. So, ki yeh le'ish ben tzair u'moyer enesh u'meh b'koy lovi u'b'koy lima. V'tof se ba'ivu l'ima v'yitzir ha'shav omruz ke'inu b'neinu ze enenu sh'meh b'koy leinu. So the Gemara Darshans that the father and the mother have to have the same words. The Gemara says it's quite impossible. They have to sound the same. The Gemara says they have to be shovim, bekoil, bemare, everything. This means the Gemara says, Mansur Amoyer never happened. First, the Gemara says two people are exactly identical. And second of all, the Gemara says, because a lady that has the voice of a man is an ironist. A man has the coil of a lady. It's a solis. So it can be moili. As ishti. So it's a vote of the Masas HaMelech. It's a velvet. Masas HaMelech said, I don't know if you like his nifta, I don't know if you like that we say it over in his name, but I heard it from him. He said, we have a kasha. How the Taylor was matter can I get it so? You marry, you see a lady, marry her. It's a shvera parsha. It's a shvera parsha. Zokta, the Pasuk says that if you marry a Yifastoya, you will have a Ben Tzair Umayra, right? Zeshte. So Ben Tzair Umayra said that the parents look exactly the same. So he says, Shtatzach, you go to the war, you see a lady, she's mamish you. Koil Mar'em? Like, you're twin. You think, I'm still Meshomayim, I have to marry her. So he says, that's the time he saw Isha. When he met the Isha that is exactly like him. No, Dibutere can make it into a. Then the pasuk says, "Lo yovim mamzer b'kal Hashem." לא יובה המיני ומויבי בקהל השם, גם דויר הסירי לא יובה להם בקהל השם, על אשר לא קידמו אסכם בלחם ובמים, בצי אסכם ממצרים, ואשר סוחר הולכו אסבילום בן באויר, לא יסוסייב הדוימי כי הוכיחו הוא, לא יסוסייב מצרי כי גרו איסו בארצו, דור שלישי יובו אלי בקהל השם. So we have a moini umoyavi and a mitzri. Mitzri is doer shlishi yavo ile bikal Hashem. A moini vemoyavi, never. Why? Asher lo kidmu eschem balechem ubamay. And also asher sochar olecho es bilon ben beoy. So the world has a kash. Why lo yavo ya moini vemoyvi bikal Hashem? אשר לקידמו אסכם בלחם ובמים מכן שם מיינם. So they didn't give us לחם ומים. לא יובי בקהל השם. We never could marry them. So some say bad midas. Bad midas. We know the goyim are bad. אבל הכנסה סורחים everyone had. They didn't have הכנסה סורחים. That was a tiny. That they didn't have הכנסה סורחים. But I heard once a pshat, mamish, I think maybe Mishnah Chochma says, no, lo yovi amoini v'bikal Hashem because they're bad people. Why the posuk says, be'asher lo kidmu eschem balechem v'may? The posuk means like this, why Mitzri, you're allowed to marry dor shlishi? Mitzri are also very bad people. It's even today, yeah? Why they're so, why are you allowed to marry dor shlishi? Because he gave him a yisem be'artzah. The Meister, they took care of us, even that we suffered. But Achsani, Meshas Atchak, Shmei Achsani, Shvach Adira, you also have to pay. Achsani, Meshas Atchak, Shmei Dira, as I say. So why Amoini and Moyavi, Lo Yovi, Lo Oilo? They never gave Achsani, they never gave us food. They never gave us water. If they would give us water and bread, even if in the end they would bring Bilam HaRosha, we would also say like the Mitzri, about Dor Shlishi Yovi Bikal Hashem. It's not the pshat that it's a punishment because lekid mu'eschem amoyni v'moyavi atreif. They're mamzer. They're from loit. It's mamzeres. It's mamzeres. As they will be mamzer because Hashem. It's a umosh feila. Asher lekid mu'eschem alechem b'mayim. If they would do that, they will be in. Like the Adoimi is in because he's a brother. Mitzri is in because gero yisa be'arzer. They're not in, because lekid mu'eschem alechem b'mayim, b'meila they're not inside. To finish with the end of the parsha, we have parsha Zochor this week. Zochor es asher osa lecha Amalek baderech b'tzei Yisrael b'mitzrayim asher korcho baderech v'yezanev b'chokol anechasholim acharecho v'ato oyef v'yogea v'lo yoreh elokim. So it's a bavus techumra from the Chasam Sofer that, you know, we read Zochor once a year. So Zochor es asher osa lecha. So we have to know why Zochor we read, why the parsha Miriam we don't read. But we have a Messiah that you have to remember in Tzchir Elo Bepeh and Gzere that a person members for 12 months. So that a person members for 12 months. So once a year we read Parsha Zohar. Zog the Chasam Sofer, this year it's a Iber Yor. We're going to learn Ksuvus. It's a Iber Yor. So the mindset from last Parsha Zohar will be 13 months. So you already forget. Chasam Sofer is brought down that in this, when the Iber Yor, when they read Parshas Kiseitze, you have to be mechaven to Parshas Zohar. And all the Bnei Teir Shul, they give a clap to remind the Oilo. I'm not saying that. Now you have to know, it's not enough that you're mechaven to be Yoytze, the Balkeir is not mechaven to Moitze. I think in Yeshiva, I don't know what's happening in Shtibla, but I think in Yeshiva, I think the Balkeir is mechaven. Again, it's a chumrah. But you have to know in Parshat Zohar, you have to understand the words. זוכרס אשר עושה לך המולק בדרך בצייסך ממצרויים אשר קורך בדרך. What is אשר קורך בדרך? זה רע שדה נדלן דיפן פשוטים. One פשוט, לא של מיקרה, he bumped into us. לא של קרי, they would do משקב זוכר. דבר אחר, he made you cold. משהו, להנבט ירו את תחס, the someone jumped inside, and he made it cold to everyone else. ויזנה בחוקל הנחשול עם אחריך, it's the שווח הפיבור, ואתו אויף ויוגע, ולא יורה אלוקים. Who is ולא יורה אלוקים? So Rashi says it goes back on Amalek. אשר כוחו בדרך, ויזנת בחוקל הנחשול עם אחריך, ואתו אויף ויוגע, אויף בצומו, אויף בדרך, ולא יורה אלוקים המורק to do it. ורמבן brings down a פשט, רמבן או דספונו, Rishonim learns ve'ato yef ve'yogea ve'lo yoreh Elokim goes on Klal Yisrael, goes on Klal Yisrael, doesn't go. So the Machmirim takim mechavim both kavones ve'lo yoreh Elokim you and Amalek.